Chapter 36 Vent C6 Jake heaved, and the vent cover popped off with a quick screech of metal on metal. He wobbled on the ladder for a moment, then let it swing down to Callie. She caught it and guided it down to the floor. He tilted his tab and let it shine down the low, narrow duct.
Good news is you don't have to crawl on your hands and knees.
Great.
She waved him down the ladder. He hopped to the floor.
Just remember, go slow. Pace yourself. Get caught on something, you can probably just back up and get uncaught.
You crawl through a lot of vents in the Marines?
College.
I won't ask.
Callie hopped up, bounced off one of the ladder's middle steps, and caught herself near the top, hands on the wall next to the vent. A few quick swipes turned her tab into a flashlight. She stared into the shaft.
Tessa?
Yes,
said a voice from the tab.
Can you still see it?
I can't. One of the tentacles swung back and hit the other camera. But that big guy, Ganbatar, is down in the plaza. He could still feel it pounding on the door about 3 minutes ago. If it moves farther down the avenue, I'll see it.
Let me know if you do.
Absolutely,
said Tessa.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Callie panned the tab's light back and forth in the vent. Jake tapped her leg.
Second thoughts?
A ton of them, she said, but we don't have time.
Could still try to squeeze in a trashy one-night stand.
I told you I moved past that phase. I think I'm looking for something more long-term now.
Just my luck.
Hey, we both get through this, I'll make sure there are plenty of trashy nights.
Promises, promises.
Just a reminder, said Tessa's voice. The line's still open, and the system's recording everything?
Callie laughed nervously.
Well, as potential last statements go, it's memorable.
Jake set a foot on the ladder to steady it.
Need a hand up?
Maybe.
She set her hands on the edge of the vent, felt the edge of the hammered metal under her palms. She gauged the strength of her arms and the height of the vent.
Yeah.
Jake stepped close to the wall and set his hand, palm up, just above his shoulder. She set her heel against it, and he steadied her as she slid into the vent. He raised his hand, then let it slide to support her knee as her legs swung out. Callie inched into the duct. She reached out, braced her palms and elbows, and dragged her body forward until her hands were under her shoulders. An improvised air duct breaststroke. After two pulls, she felt her knees brush the edge of the vent. Another pull and her toes caught on the lip. She twisted her tab on her wrist so the light bounced off the walls rather than shining in her face. She looked over her shoulder at Jake. He'd climbed the ladder to look after her.
This is going to suck.
Probably, he said with a nod. You ever have any claustrophobia?
Not yet.
Keep it that way. Still think you can make it in 20 minutes?
She dragged herself deeper into the vent. 3 pulls.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, then. I'm gonna go get my suit on, kick some zombie ass, see you outside.
Yes, she said. You will.
Good.
Callie straightened her head and pulled herself deeper into the duct. One solid tug let her skim through the tight space before she settled down and skidded to a halt. Reach, brace, skim, land. Reach, brace, skim, land. Reach, brace, skim, land. She passed through a connector. The metal seam scraped at her jumpsuit zipper as she came to rest, and the sound echoed back and forth in the shaft. She counted to 10 before moving again, this time with much more caution. The duct came to an end at a T-junction. She'd been expecting it. The main vent. She rolled onto her side and wiggled around the corner, heading left. She slid through another connector, ducked her head to spare her hair, and felt the edge scrape against her ass. On her next pull, it caught the sole of her boot for a moment. She pressed her feet together and arched her legs, trying to keep her body as streamlined as possible, while definitely not thinking about tentacles in the vent with her. Another half-dozen pulls brought her to her first landmark, A filter screen stretched across the vent, blocking her path. She found the clips by each corner, unlatched the bottom two, and wrenched herself over onto her back to get leverage on the top ones. The screen popped off. She twisted back onto her stomach to wrestle it out of the way, and something moved in the vent beyond the screen. She thrashed back, slamming her hands into the floor of the duct, swinging her hips to give herself momentum. The filter screen clattered to the floor. The sound was like being inside a drum. Nothing moved ahead of her. The echoes of her violent movements faded, and she brought her arm up. Half defensive move, half to shine the light from the tab deeper into the duct. Still nothing. She angled her arm back and forth. The light reflected off the sides of the vent. Some of it reflected back on her, and she caught a glimpse of her own blurred, shifting reflection. Callie bit her lip and dragged herself forward past the discarded screen. The next section had two branching tunnels. She pulled the tab close to her face.
"Tessa,"
she whispered.
"Yes, I'm here."
Her voice made the duct vibrate. Callie tapped at an icon and lowered the volume.
"Left or right?" "We went over this. I showed you the whole route. And I'm a little nervous because Jake talked about tentacles reaching in to grab me. Left or right?" "Right. You're going into a cross duct, so it might get a little cold." "How cold?" "Nothing you need to worry about,"
said Tessa.
"I'm telling you again, so don't start worrying." "Great. Thanks." "Once you're out on the other end, you'll be in Selene. I remember that part. I'm just reminding you."
Reach, brace, drag. Reach, brace, drag. Reach, brace, drag. The rough seam of a connector caught at her hair, and she winced as a few strands yanked free. Another seam bit into the thigh of her jumpsuit and almost ripped the fabric open. She reached down, worked the suit free of the tiny metal hook, and pulled herself along. She huffed out a breath and saw a small cloud form in front of her. It had been 10 minutes since she'd said goodbye to Jake? 15? She kicked herself for not looking at the time before heading into the vent. Tessa would know. And she'd say something if Callie ran notably behind. She reached forward again. The vent's cold floor seeped through her jumpsuit and into her forearms and chest and thighs, almost uncomfortably cold on her bare hands. She should have brought gloves, but maybe they would have slowed her down. Another 3 minutes of crawling brought her to another filter screen. On the other side of this one was Selene Boulevard. She'd be crawling above the monster. The image of tentacles pushing into the vent wiggled into her mind again. She unlatched the screen and moved it cautiously aside. The vent was wider than it was tall. She had space to move around it without any risk of sound. On Selene, she had to turn right again. All right turns. Tessa had chosen the route for speed and simplicity. Of course she had. Callie wiggled and squirmed into the new vent, careful to avoid the loose screen. Her tab flashed once and four letters appeared in red. "Stop." Callie started to clear her throat and the letters changed. "Don't answer. Quiet. Don't move." She froze. Her elbow floated just above the floor of the duct. Her abs pulled tight, keeping her balanced on one arm. Every faint tremor of her body echoed against the aluminum walls. She watched four excruciatingly slow seconds tick by on her tab. As the fifth second began, a rough sound bounced its way up through the shaft. The noise leather made when dragged over a coarse surface, or tough flesh across lunacrete cobblestones. It moved closer, paused. Now the sound of leather on metal rang through the vent. Callie pictured one of the tentacles pawing at a vent cover, hitting each slat as it did. The ratcheting sound echoed around her.
Could it smell her?
Hear her heartbeat? Or was it just randomly smacking at vents, angry its own size had trapped it? Could it get angry? How much brain did it have? Could this all be instinctive behavior, near brain-dead flailing, or... The noises stopped. The last echo slipped past her and rattled off into the ducts. The faint sound of CO2 scrubbers swallowed it up. A new message popped up on her tab. Okay, go ahead, it's back at the doors. She let her elbow settle to the aluminum floor and shifted her weight onto it. The other arm trembled for a few seconds. Then she reached forward, braced her arms, and pulled herself along. Another 5 minutes brought her to the end of the shaft. A broad grate covered the opening, much more industrial than the ones out in public spaces. She found the clips holding the corners. Simple things, each held in place by not terribly tight screws. Vent technology probably hadn't changed much in 100 years or more. She went after the bottom two first. One twisted off with no problem. The second bent one of her nails back. The soft flesh under the nail tore and bled. She bit back a yelp, pressed her lips together, and pried the clip off. The slats of the grate were wide enough to slip her fingers through. Callie gave it a gentle wiggle, enough to make it shift and loosen the top clips. She twisted the next one off. After a moment of consideration, she swapped hands on the grate and went after the last clip with her left hand. It was a bit clumsier, and she shifted the grate once or twice, using it as a lever against the coin-sized clip. It popped free. The grate clattered against the edge of the vent and the wall around it. The sound echoed back and forth in the storage room before vanishing into the folds of spare jumpsuits and the gaps between boxes. Callie froze. She held her breath. She arched her back, lifting her body so her heart couldn't beat against the thin metal floor of the vent. Nothing. She counted off 30 seconds, one Mississippi at a time, like her parents had taught her. Nothing. She swung the grate around, tilted it, and slid it into the vent alongside herself. It scraped once on the floor, a sharp, short noise. She counted to 10 this time. Still nothing. The view outside the vent was low and cramped. A cardboard box and a plastic case flanked the opening. She inched forward and saw they sat on a stiff mesh of vinyl. Someone had placed a storage shelf in front of the vent. Callie pushed the box away, inched the case over, pulled herself forward out of the vent until her chest and shoulders rested on the shelf. She peered over the edge, almost 6 feet to the floor. She twisted around, just the one shelf above her, stacked too high with boxes. Head first, or wiggle back into the vent and try to turn herself around? Quietly. She doubted she was that flexible.
Time's wasting,
she whispered to herself. She wrapped her fingers over the edge of the shelf, pulled, lifted, and slid forward. The zipper of her jumpsuit rasped across the shelf's vinyl mesh. Her head and shoulders hung over the edge. She shifted her hands, tensed her back, pushed herself forward to her waist. The shelf trembled. Was it bolted to the wall? Was it going to tip? Break? She relaxed her back and hips, lowered herself down, reached for the shelf below her. Stop! The word flashed bright red in all caps on her tab. Her muscles tensed. Her hand trembled in the air above the shelf. Her legs slowly tilted up, pressing her heels against the top of the vent. It's headed back your way. Callie swallowed a breath just before it hissed out between her lips. She tightened her back, clenched her stomach. She reached slowly behind her, not wanting to lose her balance, not wanting to rattle the shelf. Her arms went up. Her fingers brushed the edge by her hips. She pulled and took some of the pressure off. If the creature came through the door, she knew she could flex her body back up and into the vent. She was less sure she could outrace its tentacles if she had to move backward through the shaft. A thread of heat worked its way through her shoulders and into her neck. It crisscrossed her face. The edge of the shelf pushed up into her stomach, pressing just across her hips. Low gravity was still gravity, and her center of mass pulled her toward the floor. A haptic tap brushed the back of her wrist. She took a slow breath, let go of the shelf, and swung her arm back around. "I can't see it." The words on the tab's screen sank in, chilling her bones. Callie forgot the heat in her face. "I think you're safe." She tensed her stomach and let her other hand swing free. She swiped at the tab. The virtual keyboard leaped up.
"How can I be safe if you don't know where it is?" "I can see where it isn't. The area around you is clear."
Callie looked at the door again. She stretched down, let her hips slide forward, and gave them a little twist to get her knees past the edge. Her hands caught the bottom shelf just as her legs came free. She swung down, over, and momentum pulled her gracefully back up onto her feet. If only the moon had a ballet company.